This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Eight people have been hospitalized after a fire and explosion this afternoon at a Denver retirement home. Emergency crews say they are still putting out hot spots at Eastern Star Masonic Retirement Campus in southeastern Denver. They believe the fire was started by construction crews cutting a power line. The extent of the injuries is still unknown. A proposed bill will allow Colorado universities to pay athletes directly and keep the information secret. CPR's Ben Marcus.
CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George told lawmakers that other states are keeping exact payments to athletes secret.
In order for CU athletics to compete at the highest levels, we must be on an even footing with our peer institutions in other states.
Media groups reject that argument. Tim Regan Porter runs the Colorado Press Association.
At a minimum, contract amounts should be public, even without names. That would allow the public to see the range of deals, identify disparities, and expose potential abuses.
Lawmakers advanced the bill despite the lack of transparency.
CPR's Ben Marcus reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The CU Buffs men's basketball team has pulled off another upset. The Buffs beat West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament just minutes ago.
And how about the Buffaloes? Colorado trailed by as many as 13 in the first half.
CU has had a tough season, but they once again live to play another game as the last-ranked team in the tournament. They'll take on number one seed Houston in the third round tomorrow. More sun along the Front Range tomorrow with temps in the upper 60s to around 70. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.